Hi, WLOL at 6:35. That brings up news time. Hit it, Bob. Well, actually, it's past news time.
Yeah, we'll catch up.
And it's clear sky this morning with 32 degrees. In a lot of places, it's a scrape morning. Other places, it's not. But so check your windshield. Make sure you scrape it before you leave for work.
A West German professor took the 1985 Nobel Physics Prize today. 42-year-old Klaus von Klitzing was recognized for his discovery of the quantized Hall effect, which Nobel judges say is important in quantum physics for measuring electrical resistance. Workers at Chrysler Corporation are on strike, a strike which the company says was not deserved and could bleed the firm to death. 80,000 U.S. and Canadian workers went on strike today on demands concerning wage and benefit parity, job security, and the practice of shipping work out to non-union plants. An estimated 4.5 million people hope to be able to quit work, travel, and take care of their loved ones after tonight's drawing in the Massachusetts Lottery's Megabucks game. Three straight drawings in the twice-weekly Megabucks game failed to produce a winner. Lottery officials say the jackpot up for grabs tonight could top $25 million with an expected late surge in sales.
Where is that?
Massachusetts.
Oh.
The most shocking thing about this $3.5 million robbery is how easy it was. Police in Broomall, Pennsylvania say a man dressed as a security guard walked into a General Motors Acceptance Corporation office, collected his bag filled with $3.45 million in cash and checks, and went on his way. It was only when another armed guard showed up later for the pickup that anyone suspected something was amiss. Even then, the office employees believed there had simply been some kind of a mix-up. They finally arrested the tire slasher in Middlesex, England. Over a two-year period, this guy had slashed the tires on hundreds of cars. Donald Sweeting, who was finally arrested and sentenced to 18 months in jail, says he was simply seeking revenge for having his own bicycle wrecked by a car.
Just recently?
Hmm?
Or 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Going around slashing tires is a little severe.
Hundreds.
You know, I don't see what's so amazing about the fact that $3.5 million robbery went off so easily. I had, yesterday, $200 taken from me by a group of dumb animals.
But you were an unwitting accomplice.
Well, yeah.
Only one man could be abandoned by his wife, have an affair with the wife of his best friend, and tell it all to Humphrey Bogart. He's looking at you, Woody Allen. Tonight, the KITN-TV Channel 29 8 o'clock movie stars Woody Allen and Diane Keaton in Play It Again, Sam.
Tell him my wife died in a mineshaft explosion.
Woody's wife left him. He's desperate to meet someone new.
Go ahead, make your move.
Humphrey Bogart's ghost is convinced that Woody's in love with Diane Keaton. One small problem. She's already married to Woody's best friend. Then tomorrow night, the Channel 29 8 o'clock movie is The Odd Couple.
Told you 158 times I cannot stand little notes on my pillow.
Walter Matthau is dirty. Jack Lemmon is tidy. And Neil Simon is funny. Tonight at 8, Play It Again, Sam. Tomorrow night at 8, The Odd Couple. Both on KITN-TV, Channel 29. The kitten that roars.
Back
to see us better, pick up a UHF loop antenna at a Tom Thumb store near you.
Right, don't forget that part. Back to you, Bob.
The North Stars are still winless this season. Pittsburgh beat them last night 3-2. The Penguins had Gilles Meloche in the net. In the American League playoffs, Game 6 last night, Kansas City beat Toronto 5-3 to tie that series at three games each. And the Dodgers need a victory today if they hope to catch up in the World Series. The Cardinals visit Dodger Stadium with a 3-2 lead going into their Game 6. And over 13,000 people jammed Canterbury Downs yesterday for the final day of the track's inaugural season. They wagered a record $1.7 million to close the season.
Wow.
Track officials say they will start first thing this morning, making improvements in anticipation of next season, which begins in April.
Okay. Wow. Hold on a second. Hi, good morning, WLOL.
Hi, John. Just wanted to tell you, I heard you at the racetrack yesterday, and you were in your usual form.
I thought
it was worse than that.
I thought I was much worse than my usual form.
Well, I thought maybe you'd surprise us all for once and really blow them right out of the seats.
Well, I tried. You know what? It was just cold. Wait a second.
Well, that's better. That is better than what you did yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I really sucked eggs out there yesterday.
Maybe it was the cold.
Had to be.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll use that as an excuse.
Okay, yeah, if they invite us... Well, no, there's not any chance of that.
No, next year, opening day.
No, that's what I was saying. There's no chance to be invited back. Because I think Ben Camber probably suffered considerable embarrassment.
It was his idea. I mean, he was the one who called on the air and invited you.
Yeah, well, there is that, yeah. Hey, thanks for the call.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Hey, John.
Should be Paul Douglas standing by here. Hi, good morning, Paul. How you doing?
Good morning. It's the effort that counts, though, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Sort of. In the newsroom, everybody pulled their money together yesterday for the pick six, and we won.
How much did you get back?
20 cents.
Really? Seriously? You had that many people in it?
Yeah.
Jimmy Reed.
Figures.
Jimmy Reed won.
Yep.
Is that right?
He spent $16 on his tickets.
And he got, what, like $4.50 back or something?
Yeah, something, $4.40 something or other.
Gee.
That's more than I got back.
Oh, well.
I did get back. That was about all I got back. It was me.
That's a good start.
Yeah.
Doggone it.
Yeah, and it rained on top of it all.
Well, didn't it clear up there for you?
Briefly.
Sort of at the end?
No, well, you
briefly.
Couldn't tell because it was dark by that time.
Oh. Well... yeah, yesterday was a disappointment, for lack of a better word. There were other words that come to mind, but...
Yeah, bummer.
Yeah.
How about today, though? Let's put
today's going to be nice.
Let's put the past behind us.
Yeah, yesterday was unfortunate, but we were saying sunshine much of this morning. Partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 52, nothing ominous out there this morning. A few high clouds, some frost. Thicker clouds over North Dakota, which could arrive this afternoon, but not a bad day.
Okay.
Variable clouds tonight, 37, and then tomorrow Indian summer finally arrives. Partly sunny, breezy, and mild. A shower possible late in the day. Tomorrow's high 64. And Friday, that front pushes off to our east. Gradual clearing, windy, still mild, 62. Could stay mild right through the weekend as it looks. So we're heading into a warmer pattern, which should be around for the next 3 to 5 days at least. It's clear and 32, and at 7 we'll tell you about dust storms and tornadoes and stuff.
Oh okay.
Ooh,
thanks, Paul.
See you guys.
Talk to you in a little bit.
Okie doke.
Bye-bye. I got Metro Traffic from John Lindell, Metro Traffic Control.
Watch for heavy traffic down in the crosstown with a single lane eastbound between Valley View and 35W, and then the ramp to 35 southbound is closing, and it is closed right now, as a matter of fact, and traffic already becoming heavy. Use 494, maybe even 66th Street to get onto the 35 south rampway, but you cannot do it this morning from the crosstown eastbound. Be careful. 35 east southbound, single lane at Highway 96, down from Vadnais Heights. Expect that delay again this morning. If you're not a Daily Star and Tribune customer, get 2 weeks free when you agree to take the Monday through Saturday for at least 13 weeks. Call 372-4343. I'm John Lundell, Metro Traffic Control.
Thank you. Before 7 in the morning.
Wake up!
WLOL, John Hines, Bob Berglund, Roger, good morning. It's 12 minutes before 7 o'clock in the morning.
You call me from the room in your hotel.
WLOL, 8 minutes before 7. That's Separate Lives. Phil Collins and Marilyn Martin. What did somebody call me and say yesterday about that song?
What?
Oh, that it was, oh.
Yes?
It was a cheap imitation of Art Garfunkel and, who the heck did they say? I can't remember, but it was funny.
I bet it was.
Sounds like it was, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, well, I'm sorry, fellas.
Nice try, John.
How about a word for Precision Tune, where $44.90 gets you tuned up and running right.
And keeps you covered for 6 months or 6,000 miles.
Right. We're talking new spark plugs, new points, if that's the kind of car you've got that's still got points, condenser, that kind of stuff, up to 3 spark plug wires.
They will always...
That's all the parts that they will include. I mean, that and more stuff.
Did you mention they will always service and replace, if necessary, the cap and rotor, the PCV valve, fuel filter. They'll look at your engine's carburetor, analyze it, technically.
Uh-huh.
Do lots of stuff for $44.90.
Sure, they'll road test it on the road stimulator.
Simulator,
I'm sorry.
Kind of an indoor highway.
Yeah, it is. And they put your car in backwards. Now, at first you think, what the hell are those guys doing? They don't know nothing. But they do that so that you can see what's going on.
They do it purposely.
Sure. They'll come out and talk to you if they hit something that they think that you should know about. If they've got a question or figure you need an answer, they'll talk to you. Most of the time, the guy that's working on your car, the guy or the gal, I should say, has an interest in you because they have an interest in that business. Right there on the spot that you're at.
Got a lot of stuff going for them.
Yeah, find out about it. Precision Tune. Oh, best way to get a hold of them? Call the connection. 9-22-9-1000. Yeah.
Ah, winter in Minnesota. It's enough to freeze anyone's spirits. But now there's a very affordable way to escape our winter wonderland. All it takes is a trip to Maine Motors. Because when you buy or lease a new car or spend at least $1,200 on a used car, you qualify for a free Florida vacation package. That's right. Spend at least $1,200 on a car at Maine Motors and drive it to sun-filled Orlando for 4 big days and 3 great nights of fun at the Sheraton Lakeside Inn. Maine Motors will treat 2 adults and 2 children under 18 to $250 worth of discount coupons redeemable at stores, restaurants, and other fun-filled attractions. Plus an all-day pass to Magic Kingdom or Epcot Center. So come into Maine Motors before winter knocks you out cold.
Take advantage of 8.8% annual percentage rate financing on new S10 pickups, Blazers, and other selected models. And don't miss their international auto show featuring the new 86 Sprint, Spectrum, and Nova. Maine Motors, 435 West Main Street, Anoka.
Oh, hi. WLOL. Remember when they had trouble selling the Nova? The Chevy Nova in Mexico? Because the interpretation for Nova was no go?
Mm-hmm.
Just thought that was interesting. I'm having a real tough time with what I think is interesting. I'm sorry, hey. I've been sick. Hi there, WLOL. Here's John Cafferty and the Beaver Brown Band. Living in the C-I-T-Y. Did I say 5 minutes before 7?
South side of Detroit City.